This is the local VK5 news segment. And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Hello, this is John Paul, VK5 FPKR, with a quick note from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club had a small gathering on the weekend of the John Moyle Memorial Field Day Contest, activating from the One Tree Hill Scout Hall using the club call sign of VK5LZ. While keeping tally and trying our hands at all bands from 80 metres to 23 centimetres, we certainly weren't in competition mode, opting for a more relaxed atmosphere, just enjoying a nice day out in the sun with some friends talking on the radio. This was my first outing with the club for a competition, and after being told they won't be taking it seriously, I was absolutely blown away when I saw Keith, VK5OQ, turn up with a custom-built trailer with a pump-up 30-metre mast. If that's what they call not taking it seriously, I can't wait to see what the EARC get up to when they actually mean business. When it came time to climb the first section of the mast to man the controls, I was unaware that the job was automatically delegated to the youngest member present, which just so happened to be me. Boy, was I excited to climb an old ladder, leaning against a mast, on a trailer. But after 5 minutes the nerves calmed and I wrapped my head around what was needed of me, and thankfully it all went smoothly. This pump-up mast is a seriously impressive piece of kit. Thank you to the scouts who let us have use of such a nice piece of equipment, and thank you to Keith, VK5OQ, for spending a day and a half servicing and maintaining the trailer to make sure it all operated smoothly on the day. Also, thanks to Ian, VK5ZD, for climbing the tower to let it back down as I had to leave before the day had ended. Sitting under a gazebo, cracking a few cans, chilling with the boys from the club was a perfect Saturday out, apart from the sunburn, which is my own stupid fault, and I should know better by now. This might have been the last social gathering we get to enjoy for a while, given the current climate, so I'm certainly glad I went along. That's all from me for this week. I'll hand over to Alan, VK5MAK, for some more important updates from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. I'm John Paul, VK5FPKR. Take it away, Alan.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. On Monday, 23rd of March, 2020, the Secretary, Jean VK5TQ, advised us by email to the members that due to the tighter restrictions placed on everyone regarding the COVID-19 coronavirus, the committee has decided that all future meetings and tech nights at the Grove venue will be suspended until further notice. This will also apply to outdoor gatherings as well as under the government directive. However, the tech night on the 15th of April 2020 on the subject of balloon tracking will proceed using the EARC 70 centimeter repeater on 439.975 with offset and tone at 8 p.m. Paul VK5NE will host the virtual tech night in the company of Mark VK5QI. Links and or photographs can be emailed to members on request, and Paul says it will also be good if you can have your computers with the internet access available at the same time. Well, that is all I can tell you at the present. Any further updates that I become aware of, I will pass on. Please be aware of what's going on around you and keep safe. And thank you to Paul VK5FPKR for his input. Regards to all, Alan VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, my fellow radio amateurs. This is Les, VK5KLD, and once again it's time for the Northeast Radio Club News Bulletin. Well, last Friday night, we had our first ever virtual tech night with the Northeast Radio Club. Yes, we didn't meet together because of the social isolation rules these days. So instead we all gathered on the Crafers repeater, 147 megahertz, at around about 7:30, and we had a very good presentation by Rob, VK5RC, on books for amateur radio. And he gave quite a good presentation, and on the Northeast Radio Club website, he'd installed a PowerPoint presentation which we could follow whilst he gave the description of the books and how we could get them and how to use them and so forth. So that was a very instructive presentation. So thanks very much, Rob. It was very well received. And afterwards we had comments and a Q&A session. And in his role as a general practitioner, Rob gave us the lowdown on the coronavirus situation and what we should do and how to protect ourselves and so forth. So thanks very much for the medical presentation. I guess you're going to bulk bill us. And the Master of Ceremonies, Tony, VK5FBIC, he told us that there were 29 of the members present on the virtual tech night. And we're still having the coffee club, but it's not at the Tea Tree Gully Library. Oh, no. That's a virtual coffee club also. So you get yourself a nice big brew of coffee and you get your set on the Simplex channel 146.450 megahertz at 10 o'clock on Wednesdays. And, yes, join in the fun. And we're calling it the Corona Net, so the coffee club, whilst not in in action is, for real, is still having a gathering on Wednesday morning. So hope to see you on 146.450 megahertz on Wednesdays at about 10. And, of course, the F-Troop NEP is still going, of course, and that's on Friday afternoons at 1700 hours, 5 p.m. local. And it's on the that's on the Houghton repeater, 146.850 megahertz. So come on up and introduce yourself, and we have a couple of rounds and a bit of a chat, and you get to meet a lot of other amateurs. So come along to the F-Troop NEP Fridays at 5 p.m. Well, that's just about all for now. I've got to go and sanitise my hands and put on my face mask. So there we are. Stay safe, everybody. 73s and good DX from Les. VK5 KLD.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's news from the Southeast Radio Group. First up, some sad but inevitable news from Tim, VK5AV. It is with regret that the Surge Convention Committee have agreed that the 2020 Southeast Radio Group Convention and Australian Fox Hunting Championship, planned for the June long weekend in Mount Gambier, will need to be cancelled. This decision is made in the interests of protecting our club members and visitors from the COVID-19 virus that is becoming increasingly rampant in the community. Border controls and directives to minimise unnecessary travelling and gatherings in the end made the decision easy. We now look ahead to the 2021 year, where we plan to once again hold these events on the June long weekend. Tim, VK5AV, for the Surge Convention Committee. It's been nearly 12 months since we became aware that the Narra Court repeater was not working as well as it could. After a considerable amount of planning, head-scratching and modelling in patterns by John, VK5DJ, the new antenna has now been installed. On Friday the 20th of March, after a week's delay caused by strong winds, the crane arrived on site and Norbert, VK5 Mike Quebec, and the crew went to work. Unfortunately, the wind got up and conditions became too dangerous for work to continue when the job was three quarters finished. The crane remained on site and all present adjourned for a few hours in the hope that the wind might subside enough to get the job completed. Fate smiled on them and they resumed work at about 3 p.m. The results are very encouraging, with the repeater now appearing to work better than it has for a long time. It can be accessed from as far north as Padleway and Tarpena to the south. Tony, VK5ZAI, is able to access it from Kingston to the west, so the effort and expense have all been worthwhile. A very big thank you to the members of the Narracourt Club for their help on the day and for paying for the antennas. The Southeast Radio Group provided the expertise and the crane hire for an excellent team effort. Thank you to Norbert, VK5MQ, for risking life and limb in the basket at great height in very tricky conditions for the first part of the exercise. As much as I hate to mention it, but it seems to be unavoidable, we too have been affected by the damn virus. We have decided to abandon face-to-face meetings, although we did hold our March business meeting using the required 2 metre spacing last Friday week. We will now trial holding our meetings on the normal days using our 2 metre repeater on the bluff. This will, no doubt, require some fancy management by the meeting chairman to ensure that we have an orderly and efficient couple of hours, but I am sure that we will have a satisfactory result. Unfortunately, I do not believe that people have been taking this virus seriously enough, and the movement of people, particularly visitors from overseas, has not been controlled anywhere close to properly. People have come off planes and ships and been allowed to wander about passing on the disease, albeit unknowingly, to the general populace. If China had closed its borders straight away when the virus first kicked off, we would not be in this position now. Of course, hindsight is a wonderful thing, isn't it? I note that from last Tuesday, all clubs, pubs, etc. will be closed, and so now we start to see job losses as the thing really bites. Let us hope that as few as possible succumb to this plague, which can only happen if we all observe the advice that our health officials give us. Sorry for the sombre tones, but we are living in times never experienced by any of the current generations. I will deviate from my usual closing bit by wishing all the very best. Stay healthy and avoid contact with others if possible. Let's hope that we all come through this unscathed. 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The dreaded coronavirus has caused us to cancel all face-to-face contacts, the general meetings, shack mornings and RSL luncheons. Sadly, the auction of stuff on the 21st of March had to be cancelled, and now Barry and John will have to store this stuff for some more months. No more eyeball QSOs until further notice. I know how much our AHARS members like to catch up on the third Thursday night of the month. I decided to run another AHARS net on that night. It was very well supported, and the overwhelming response was that they want to have it each week. What have I let myself in for? So it looks like we have a date every Thursday night from 8 p.m. on the AHARS repeater. If you've not paid your subscriptions for 2020, membership is still $20 if paid before the end of March. After that date, it will be $25. Treasurer Pat was very pleased. We had 44 members pay their subs on the night, in addition to quite a few who'd already paid by direct deposit. The direct deposit details are name, AHARS, A-H-A-R-S. The BSB is 105186. The account number is 036-248-940. You can also pay by cheque or money order and post it to AHARS Inc, P.O. Box 401, Blackwood, SA, 5051. Also remember, we're looking for a new secretary, so if you'd like to take on that position, send me an email now and put your hand up. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp at wia.org.au. You can also send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline at northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline at northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.